This is Dr. Leung, last name is Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, first name is Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, date of visit is September 5, 2023. Next paragraph, our patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. First of all, patient tells me that he has multiple falls at work, aircraft maintenance mechanic. First up, a patient tells me that he fell multiple times in the shop's maintenance facility in Omaha, Nebraska. First up, patient tells me that these falls happened between 1975 and 1978. First up, there are many times he fell and hit the cement ground. First up, a patient had to hit the head. First up, a confusion, disorientation. First up, a patient had the headaches. First up, a patient denies any loss of consciousness. So first up, there's an episode 1979 from a patient a patient fell outside of the aircraft. First up, a patient fell down staircase outside the aircraft. First up, a patient landed on his head. First up, a patient severe headaches, dizzy, lightheadedness, nausea, vomiting. First up, a patient denies any loss of consciousness. First up, next paragraph, a patient's current symptoms, including headaches, severe headaches every day. First up, also dizziness, shakiness, and loss of balance. First up, and tells me that his symptoms are consistent throughout the year. First up, next paragraph, a patient is currently working as a civilian for the Army, for the suicide prevention. First up, he tells me that the headaches are affecting his concentration at work. First up, he's not able to focus. First up, vision has difficulty to remember task duties at work. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me that he had traumatic brain injury resulted in multiple falls when he was working at the aircraft maintenance facility in Omaha, Nebraska. First up, a patient tells me that he fell so many times that he fell and hit the head many times. So first up, he also remember there's an episode 1979 when he was working in aircraft in Omaha, Nebraska. He fell down some stairs and hurt his head. First up, a patient tells me to hurt the top of the head and the back of the head. First up, a patient denies any loss of consciousness. However, he has significant dizziness, lightheadedness results from that. The hereditary hemorrhagic telangiectasia, parentheses, HHT, hereditary hemorrhagic telangiectasia, parentheses, HHT, with the recurring nosebleeds, did not cause the patient to have a traumatic brain injury in September 12, 1981 in a motor vehicle accident. The HHT did not cause traumatic brain injury. However, I believe that he has traumatic brain injury from the multiple falls that he had in 1975. Between 1975 and 1978, first up, he also had a fall accident outside the aircraft in 1979, in which he fell downstairs, and hit the top of the head and the back of the head. First up, a patient had persistent headaches, dizziness, shakiness, balance difficulties. These are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks a genotactation.